Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 12th, 2025. Today is Saturday in the fifth week of Lent. This is a reading from Luke chapter 20, verses 1 through 8. One day as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and proclaiming the good news, the chief priests and the scribes came with the elders and said to him, "Tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Who is it that gave you this authority?" He answered them, "I will also ask you a question, and you tell me. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" They discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say, 'From heaven,' he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say, 'Of human origin,' all the people will stone us, for they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it came from. Then Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." Here ends the reading. Every now and then in the Gospels, a reader gets a glimpse into how Jesus and his fellow rabbis argued with one another. This is one of those times. Jesus' entry into Jerusalem forces the religious establishment to deal with him. He's no longer a hypothetical challenge roaming the Galilean countryside. He is now within the walls of the holy city. His very presence requires a response from those in charge. Because they presume he has the support of public opinion, his interlocutors proceed cautiously. Rather than confront him directly, they pose a question. "By whose authority do you do these things?" This is the typical rhetorical trap. If Jesus says, "By God's authority," they can accuse him of blasphemy. If Jesus says, "By my own," they can dismiss him as a fringe lunatic. But Jesus outflanks them by saying, "You answer my question, and then I'll answer yours." And he posits his question about John the Baptist's ministry. The religious leaders immediately recognize their theological and political predicament. They are unwilling to give Jesus an answer to his question. And on that basis, Jesus refuses to answer theirs. This little skirmish is the first of a week's worth of encounters with the religious leaders. And of course, we know how the escalation in argumentation will end for Jesus. The interesting thing for me as I've reread this story today is the reminder that the argument was taken up from a place of disingenuousness. The religious leaders already had their mind made up about Jesus. They were simply trying to figure out a way to trap him. Tomorrow, the church begins its journey through Holy Week. This journey is not merely an opportunity for us to remember the events that led to Jesus' arrest and crucifixion. It's also an opportunity for those of us who purport to follow Jesus to examine our own loyalties and motives. This week offers us the chance to reflect upon how we either submit to or rebel against the authority of Jesus. Routinely, the church claims Jesus as sovereign, and simultaneously, most of us live our lives as if we are our own authority. To be baptized into Christ's resurrection and death is to admit that we are not our own masters. As we walk through these next few days, my prayer is that we will, with a contrite heart, reaffirm our allegiance to the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth, Jesus, the crucified one. Let us pray. O God, the source of eternal light, shed forth your unending day upon those who watch for you, that our lips may praise you, our lives may bless you, and our worship on the morrow may give you glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.